the call. I'm gonna, and Morgan is gonna commence another call, so please. Okay. Pick it up.
Okay.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
The stream is actually working this time. Because I took 5 minutes to get my settings right. Yeah.
On Twitch.
Yep.
Okay.
All right.
So no saying bad things.
As if I would. Can you set up a chess game? Because I don't know how to do that.
I don't have my glasses on, but I will do so.
How are you gonna play chess? Then.
No, I'm gonna put them on. They're on right now as we speak.
Mm-hmm.
When did this go live? Right now. Okay, no, I'm not actually reading this chat.
Because you've been lying this whole time that you couldn't see the chat?
No! I saw like a comment and a video clip.
No, that's the chat.
No, I did not.
When did this go live? You are reading the live chat right now.
That's insane.
Yeah. Are you retarded?
No. But I'm serious. Like most of the, I can see like the first 3 messages, and after that, I can't see anything.
Then scroll down.
There's no scrolling.
Why not? You can just touch the screen and go like this. It'll work.
I don't know. I think you're insane. Okay, let's start a chess game.
This is very low latency. Epic. It's like a Morgan? 3-second delay.
Yes.
How uncomfortable are you with the fact that you have a physical body?
Oh, like 10 out of 10.
Huh.
Awesome. So we
the only time I feel that is when I meditate, which I've only done a couple times.
Nah, I always feel that, like,
because you go way far back in your mind, and you're like, huh, this is like its own entity. Why do I have to have a body? But
I am reminded of how uncomfortable I am with the fact that I have a body. Like, every time I take a shower or poop. Because I hate pooping so much.
I don't get that at all! Did yesterday's stream get saved? I deleted it because it's like nothing.
I used to have that really, really bad. But I kind of don't have it as bad anymore, but I...
Yeah, I used to have it much worse because as a child I would actually hold it in and it would like solidify inside of my body and I would have to take medicine. Now I am just very uncomfortable, but at least I do it. But Sophia says it's a good experience.
Yeah, she's believing.
Yeah, I've talked about this to my friend and I was saying like, I wish I didn't have to do it. And he said, like, I was saying, like, I wish I didn't have a physical body, or I wish I didn't have to, like, deal with feeding myself every day. That's the main thing, just having to, like, constantly eat. And, yeah, I was saying, like, and I wouldn't have to, like, go to the bathroom. And he said, like, he wouldn't want to give that up because he really likes it. And I was like, what?
I mean, so, showers are cool sometimes.
Showers? But, like,
showers are horrible!
What?
I hate them.
Sophia, you're a fear plane.
Okay, yeah. But like, don't you like, you don't even take cold showers, you take warm ones. How do you not like the warm water?
Anytime when I'm naked, I just am not having a good time.
I suppose it's the naked
you're
thing.
You're like me! You're like me! When I have to get into the shower and I go past the mirror and I see myself naked, I go, oh gosh, that is so gross. Why do I have a body?
Do you have to, I have to like like when I get out of the shower and I have to like put lotion on and stuff like that, and I have to look at myself in the mirror and I have to like psych myself up. It's like just a second of like, okay, now's the time when you have to look at yourself in the mirror. And I just have to, like, I try not to look at my face because it looks all red and retarded after I get out of the shower.
Red and retarded.
I actually do not have any problems with my face, surprisingly. As weird as it looks, I'm not bothered by it. But when my body, it's just, I don't know, I'm so grossed out by it. I am so grossed out by the fact that I have breasts at all.
Yeah, sometimes I get that.
That's comical.
It's just so bad. Everything about it is so bad. You gotta poop, you gotta clean it, you gotta feed it, you gotta sleep. And then you have breasts, and then...
is that the main thing?
They're like lumps of fat in your...
Yeah. They're annoying, but I think having a dick would be worse. Because you have to have, like, a scrotum. Like, a ball sack.
Those are, like, tiny boobs! They're just as bad!
My friends tell me sometimes...
What are you two talking about?
That they accidentally sit on...
for one stream and this happens?
They accidentally sit on their balls and it's, like, painful? And that sounds awful!
And like having boners must be horrible. Yeah, that's, as well.
That must be, yeah, I would hate that. At least my breasts aren't like really big. That would be so bad.
Yeah!
The only problem I ever saw with that with that is that you start having back problems because it's I always found that so funny. So like...
Imagine being Nicki Minaj.
Big boobs!
Huh? What? Have you seen Morgan that video?
Nah. I think it's pretty, like, it's pretty well-known, like, normal people thing.
I don't know.
What? Alright. what am I doing? Alright, playing chess.
Here you go, Morgan. I would die immediately if I was Nick Minaj.
Nick Minaj?
Nicki Jihad.
Yeah, but don't like fat girls get like back problems? Cause like. Cause the weight like on the front of their body is like.
Well, I mean, unless they have like big butts as well, right? Because then it balances out, right?
Is that a thing?
I'm not sure that's how it works.
The rule of body proportions?
Or do they
you can have as big boobs as you want as long as your butt is bigger.
Or do they get like scoliosis? Like the upper part goes forward and the back part goes back and then it just looks like a snake.
Sometimes I watch these shows. Botched about like plastic surgery, and sometimes like these women come in and they like have breast implants and they want to get like even bigger breast implants, and there's this one woman who's like Swedish or something, and the doctors are basically telling her like the doctors also always try and tell them like no, don't do this, like it's really dangerous, but they're like, oh, I want to do it anyway, and I just like don't understand.
Please. Miss, please.
Please do not enlarge your breasts.
I'm sorry, ma'am. I took a Hippocratic oath that I would not harm any of my customers. Why didn't you set it to unlimited time? I'm gonna lose because time's gonna run out. I'm so concerned with not losing.
Wait. First off, there is no way to not have a time limit. And second off, the stream is Dungeons and Dragons right now. And you should change that.
Okay, yeah, but you could set the time to like 14 days. And you know.
Okay, I will do that next one. or whatever. We're not even playing chess anyway, so, like, who cares?
Yeah, we are.
Well, we are, but kind of like we're talking about breasts. Do you have the chess game even on screen? Oh, yeah, you do. Okay.
Why would you even do this to me? This is so cruel and unusual.
Okay, so the thing is...
Waluigi. No, you're not gonna do it. Not unless you're retarded.
You doubt my powers.
Oh, yeah. Okay. This crazy model. Oh my god. She's called Martina Big.
Martina Big.
And now she's obsessed with, she's trying to be black. She has like, she used to just have really big boobs.
That's dope.
Now she fully looks like her skin is black. If you just type, hang on.
Why is the category back to Dungeons and Dragons?
It's not.
Okay, yeah, it's not. I'm just gay. Sorry. Martina Big, let me look that up.
Do girls take more time cleaning their breasts or stomach in
Tina,
the chat? Do either get very dirty?
Tina Big, what's up, Tina Big?
Martina Big, oh I see. Alright.
She's a white German, but she's trying to look black.
That's awesome. That would be me if I hadn't become a white supremacist.
Oh, I see what's going on here. No, oh, you're not taking my tower, you retard. Martina Big, who identifies as black, reveals she plans to move to Africa. She's only 30?
I am returned with avocado milk.
Avocado milk? I didn't know they had nipples.
It's actually a smoothie, but you know how it be.
Okay. Alright, play chess. Make a move.
Boom.
Why?
Yes.
Pee pee poo poo. Why would you do that? Am I low IQ or are you retarded?
I am retarded. Wait, did you do something?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I see. I'm actually more interested in talking about rest. I'm not even paying attention.
I'm so excited to play chess right now. You don't even understand.
I'm
cold
sorry.
Cold showers are miraculous, by the way, to anybody who doesn't know. How it is.
I would want to like jump in cold water as soon as I woke up. It's like a thing. But I wouldn't want to have like a cold shower. I would just want to jump in.
The polar bear challenge thing. They had it at this YMCA camp I went to. And I did it for like a week, and you get this like paper award, and I felt like an accomplished 7-year-old.
Wait a second. Do girls take more time cleaning their breast or stomach in the shower? How does that make any sense? Do you think we get like a crust under it or something? I gotta clean my breast crust. That is so ridiculous. Well, I don't know. I rarely take showers. And when I do, I don't take any time cleaning anything.
You just stand beside the water. The water goes next to you. You've never washed yourself in your entire life.
Like you just put soap on everything. Nothing takes longer. The hair takes longer because you gotta do 2 steps on it. You gotta use shampoo and conditioner, and you gotta brush it.
Chess, come on! I thought you wanted to be in chess, the Grandmaster Chess, Mr. Chess. Low-key, high-key. Low-key. I don't understand that move.
Of course you would spend more time cleaning your ball sack because that gets...
What?
It's under your pants! It's like...
Yeah, but why are you talking about that?
Somebody said it in the chat. And I'm saying that it makes sense. Because, like, if you... It's like prime bacteria development space. Right?
I made it's my like, move, baby!
I should be playing right now, but I don't know what I'm doing. I'm sorry I'm messing up the game. And I'll be no worthy opponent of you. I made my move.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but okay. Let's just think about it. Like, how horrible it would be to have large breasts. That would be one of the most...
I don't want to talk about this.
That would be one of the most horrible things ever.
Okay.
It must be so uncomfortable. Like, you try to tie your shoes. Having large breasts is like being fat. It has the same ultimate effect.
I regret having started streaming tonight.
Okay, I shall stop. Since you are so uncomfortable with this conversation right now. I don't have any pieces anymore. Don't you just win? Okay, let's start again, and I will not talk about breasts, and I will...
Okay.
Click on... Yeah, let's... Okay, let me start
again. Like, way more time?
Custom... 360 minutes. Does that work?
It says 30.
Oh, no. Yeah, so I guess that's the maximum.
No, it isn't. We had a game for 14 days.
Okay, I don't know how to do that anymore, I'm sorry. Let's begin. Center of the board. That's what I learned. Where is Victor? Smooching, probably.
No idea.
Whoa, how did you get that far? That's insane. Okay. Victor is online.
Yes, add him in.
Okay, will do. Pick up the call.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no, you won't need to.
Uh-huh. Alright.
Hello.
Make your move! Make your move! Come on, boy!
I'm making moves.
What are you doing?
Playing chess.
Playing chess. And streaming right now.
Oh, you guys are streaming?
Yes.
Okay. Is stream going all right?
Yes.
Yes.
All right.
What's you sound up? Strange, Victor.
I do?
Yeah, you sound like sleepy or something. Or like drugged or drunk or something.
I'm not any of those things.
What you've been up to?
I ate. I went out and I ate, and it rained on my head.
Did you find out what was in that delicious sauce?
Perhaps.
Why would you do that to me, Christina? You evil.
Why? What did I do? I don't even know.
Oh, really?
I am so smart and not evil and like good. I'm sorry. I'm gonna die right now.
Which one of you bastards wanna play some chess 3D with me?
Well, me and Christina are playing.
Well, I guess you only got Morgan. Yeah.
Oh, you wanna play some Morgan?
I can barely remember how to play, so I'll probably lose, but if you want.
Actually, you should get a glass of water and relax.
Get a glass of water?
Yes.
Did I sound croaky?
No, you don't. I just told you to do that because it's good for you.
Oh, okay.
Did you ask him if you sound croaky?
Croaky.
I don't know what that means whatsoever.
Like a frog.
Croaky. Okay. Like a frog. Is it? Oh, okay, I get it. You're gay. I gotta do it because I gotta protect my king.
Oh, I could've. Haha! I didn't even notice that.
Mom.
Also, your more time should wait a second.
Please. Over the previous
bands. Please what?
Stop raising me. Why would you do something like this?
Because. I get more than you.
It's not if you win or lose, it is whether.
What is wrong with you right now?
Who are you talking to?
You.
You're talking to me, Morgan?
Christina's talking to you.
What do you have to say for yourself, Christina?
I am talking to you. What is wrong with you right now?
Nothing is wrong with me. Ferdinand Magellan. I don't know who Ferdinand Magellan is.
Okay.
The first circumnavigation of the Earth. Okay.
I think I'm dumb. I just realized that. Can you do anything? I guess you can. Yeah. Whatever. I wanted to say something. But I don't know what. Queen for a queen? There's 16 people right now, which is awesome.
Uh-huh.
Victor?
What?
When shall we play D&D again?
When are you guys willing to do that?
Every day.
No!
No, I mean, like, any day is good, you know? I'm every day willing to play. Will you, like, write something? Or...
I think so. I don't know.
Or will, like, Morgan be DM?
I think I would have to buy the handbook if I was DM.
You wanna
be... You can just read it DM online.
Hmm? Yeah, I would be up for DMing.
What did you do? Oh, okay. You retreated. I see. Finally unleashing my horse power.
That's a good one.
Peace. like high key, low key, high key, no my chest.
Why?
Thought you wanted to play board games.
Yeah, but like, you know, like Monopoly. Not like chess, like war.
Monopoly is so low IQ. Wait, did you take any of my pieces? You didn't, right?
No.
Okay.
What happened? Right. Oh, my computer. No, my throat.
You ever notice your throat turning into cheese, Sophia?
No.
But it happens.
Horse.
You did take something. What did you take?
Bishop. I took your diagonal piece.
Diagonal. Yeah, I know what you mean. Bishop.
I'm gonna take your horse. Oh no, that is not allowed.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Why would you do something like that, Christina?
Why wouldn't I do something like that? Give me one good reason right now. I have none.
Uh-huh.
Wait, what piece did I take for that last one?
Pawn, I think.
Okay, that's cool. Why would I do that? That is
not very fun, is it?
Not cool, man. Okay, awesome. Rematch.
I want to play.
Against who?
You, Sophia.
Okay.
Did you have tasty duck last night, Sophia?
It was not duck. I ended up getting pork chop.
Morgan is really good at remembering things about people.
Mm-hmm. Am I? Probably
because yes.
Nothing else happens in my life.
No,
other people have to think
like
about
cool.
things.
It's like you remember little things we say, and then you ask about them later. You're like, I don't
13
know.
Hours later.
No, like,
I remembered her dad saying chicken in a funny way, and then I remembered him saying duck.
I'm imagining you the same day. You called in the morning, then you went away to do something, and then 13 hours after the call, you think, Sophia had chicken today. I wonder what it tasted like. What kind of chicken was it? Perhaps rice.
Well, I don't know. I remembered her leaving to go out to dinner with her dad or her parents, and so I just.
I think she really wanted to. I think she remembers it like on the call with us or like when talking to us.
Yeah.
And I think she remembers it throughout the day randomly. I am so frustrated.
Link me to the chess thing, Sophia.
I don't know. You need an account on chess.com.
Okay. Yes.
And then tell me your username. I delivered checkmate with a rook. Okay.
Sign up. Username.
stinky peat.
Every time I try to say the word slinky, my brain screams stinky.
Stinky!
Like, I am about to say slinky, and my brain just goes
slinky. Oh man, that's like a Russian last name. Slinky.
My brain just goes like, you're trying to say stinky right now. That is exactly what you're trying to say.
Slinky.
Billie Eilish is becoming a woman?
Huh? What was that inspired by?
Sounded like she was reading it from something.
It was inspired by her with a picture of cleavage on it.
Oh. You said it like it was a question.
I have an account. Yeah, I heard you, Sophia. I have an account on chess.com. I'd like you to link me.
Okay. Wait, what's your username? I have to challenge you. Okay. I like that.
Hey, Sorf, are you ever going to on D-Live again? I have lemons to give you.
Perhaps one day. We never know.
Did you invite me? Challenge me.
It was inspired by that picture, Morgan.
Alright.
Because, like, she's normally, like, wearing, like, large clothes.
Oh, okay.
Am I white?
I'm white. You're black.
You're black.
No, man. That joke certainly flew over everybody's head.
Game already started. Okay.
Game already started? What?
There's nothing on the screen right now.
Okay.
It's your move.
I'm black! I can't believe this.
Wow. I always start the same way. Wait.
Let me go. Okay. Is it your turn?
Please activate your account for full access.
You just have to click back on the thing. Just click back on the game. It does sometimes.
Your turn,
Sophia.
Submit Sophia.
Move? I hate this.
It will do that.
I already verified my account. And now it's asking me to go premium.
Go premium.
Pay me money to play chess. Ah! Maybe there's like cool chess boards that I'd look into investing in.
Why? Would you play with yourself like me when I was 5?
You phrase that in a weird way. You gotta watch what comes out of your mouth.
Why would you do this to me? Takes me out of the game!
Yeah!
What an N-word.
It does that sometimes.
Oh man, this side is...
Does that all the time.
Very stinky.
Not all the time.
Yes, all the time.
It happened twice, and this is the second time. That is not all the time.
Literally every time I click submit move,
but it does that like on. It has done that like one match before this one. It's not every match.
You try to defend the creators of chess.com?
Yes, I know them personally.
What is their names?
John Chess and Jane Chess.
Jane or James?
Jane. It's a woman. They're very well known for... women are very well known for being good at chess. She's Jewish, though. so it makes sense.
Who's Jewish?
Jane.
It's your turn, platypus.
Yeah, I know.
Stinky. I feel like I'm on my skateboard right now, but I'm not. I should stop speaking everything that I think.
You this just is did progress. It again.
It takes me out of the game every single time I make a move.
Yes, it does that sometimes.
Why must you be so euphemistic?
Because it's not that big of a deal. I just gotta fit back. Say? It's mildly annoying. It happened to me. So I know it's your not window? That bad.
You have a window.
So when did you say we were gonna play Jinky?
I didn't say a time. I don't know.
I had a dream with you and Morgan and them. And it, I mean, the two of you were sitting on my bedroom floor and you were talking. And I'm sleeping on my bed, and I get out of my bed and I go like, let's play. And Morgan like very angrily looks at me and says no, and she turns and she turns back and starts talking to you again, and I just go like, okay, and then I go back to sleeping on my bed.
This is because I didn't want to play D&D with you, and I said that I felt bad about it.
Maybe it was, I don't know. It's just my dream. I don't know what's behind it. But like you said it, can you say no? Can you say that? I wanna know if it sounds like in my dream. Because it sounded very dumb in my dream. It was like, no. I don't know, you have like a weird accent.
Now you're making me self-conscious and I don't want to say it.
I just want you to say the word no.
Okay, we can reenact it though, but you have to ask me the question that you asked in your dream and then I'll respond.
Okay.
So how angry am I out of 10 in your dream?
You're not angry, you're just like irritated, you know, like mildly irritated that I butt into your conversation.
Okay.
So I just went like, let's play.
No.
It sounds exactly like it. That's awesome. That's amazing. Okay, what do you do if you send 4 messages in a row to someone and they left you unread? Do you send another one? Or is that retarded?
I send as many messages as I feel like it at all times.
I would just spam the person with messages until they answer me.
Oh, hello, oh. Please tell me.
Please answer me.
Please answer me immediately.
You should make it threatening. Say, if you don't answer me, I'm gonna kill myself. Classic. That's classic.
Oh my.
Do that, and then afterwards be like, sorry, my friend stole my phone. That wasn't really me.
Perfect.
I cannot do that. I'm not close enough with the person to like them for them to figure it out. It's not serious, and I'm not retarded.
Oh no, I'm so stupid. Okay.
I'm afraid if I go like that, their answer to my question would be no.
Is it about the D&D thing? Oh, is it that, yes. That chick? Is it that chick who never checked her messages?
Yes. But it's not really that he doesn't check the messages, because she read them. She just didn't answer me. Oh. Which is very stupid. I straight up asked the other guy who like knows her in real life and stuff to like ask her.
Hey, are you guys alive?
Yes.
No.
Kind of.
Excuse me?
Can you juice me? I'll put you in a juicer. I'll screw your head in a rock.
Why in a rock?
Because I felt like it, man. What's a hard thing? A rock, right?
I didn't know a country could be hard.
I mean, how many other things are there? Not many, that's the answer.
Me?
What have you been hearing from the Christians? So I don't want to do a gospel app.
Isn't it the other way around?
Don't you remember?
I hear like really dislike messages.
What do you mean?
I dislike online messages.
Give citing examples.
I don't like the fact that people can just not answer them. Because, like, if you're talking to someone in real life, they gotta say something. They can't just, like, not respond. Like, they gotta say something.
Oh, I see.
So it's, like, very unnatural for you
Why
to, like...
Why is that negative 187 off my score? That's retarded.
A score.
Score.
Like, it's very unnatural, the fact that they can both not answer it, and the, like, even when it is, like, a direct question, and the fact that, like, it takes so long. It's like sending a letter to someone.
Wait, what the F? Oh, there's, like, an automatic analyzer that tells me I'm stupid. Cool.
Uh-huh.
So I would
a very bad move that could lose material or end the game. I did 4 blunders. I'm so stupid. It's all computer crap related.
Wait, did I have numbers?
So there's actually one person behind it, like, analyzing. There's like a chess player analyzing every move you make right now, live.
Sensational.
That's why you gotta pay the premium.
Oh no, you had 4 blunders. I had 1 blunder and 3 missed wins. Okay.
So Victor's smarter?
Chess seems to be like a visual strategics mainly, so I guess that's why. Morgan, why are you hyperventilating? You anxiety? Are you anxious?
Are you dying?
What? Am I hyperventilating?
How are you?
No.
What's that thing coming out of your nose?
What's that thing coming out of your nose?
Boogers. Can you see her right now?
Am I breathing too loud?
I saw Dick get interviewed on ROTC the other day talking about how Chase Bank is giving him a hard time. He keeps saying, I will feel so bad if I can't pay so. Man, it's rough.
Hey, so what's up with SAT prep? I have like Brazilian SATs tomorrow, and you know what I'm doing right now? Nothing.
Sounds about right!
You know what I'm doing right now? I'm talking to SP about whether Peterson is right about women being chaotic or not, and what he means by it.
Of course he's right.
Isn't
what
do
you,
like
you say
what
that?
Are you
like the peak of order. You're like the most orderly person I've ever known in my life.
Me.
Yes, you.
Yeah, but I'm not a typical woman. Like.
Oh. You're special. Maybe I should marry you.
I mean, like, I'm like an aberration.
What do you mean aberration? How many feet do you have? More than 2?
Do you come from the far realm?
Stop making D&D references. Oh man, I'm so mad I cannot say the N-word. Sophia, if you were to like make an estimation of how many N-words have you not said?
Honestly, not a lot. The only thing I've been tempted to say is the F-word, but the gay one.
Oh, the gay one?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I've been tempted to say the N-word. I have not said it. I have said a few ones, but typically lighter, I believe.
I said the S-word on accident, like 2 days ago.
The S-word.
I'd estimate my N-word count, my intentional N-word count, probably at like 6. I've wanted to say I've wanted to call
was
someone the N word 6 times. Nope. No. I didn't say it at all. I just wanted to say it specifically 6 times.
Oh, I always want to say the N word.
I mean, you say it. Everybody would say it idly before we stop.
But I don't say it.
But we would sometimes we'd feel like we ought to. We would want to call someone the N word. I felt like that 6 times. Fly me to the moon. Let me play.
Morgan?
Yeah.
Morgan?
Hey, Swam.
Yeah, can you not hear me?
I suppose not. I think she's going insane.
Can anyone hear me?
No!
You guys have a micro adventure?
There we go.
you guys want a micro adventure?
A micro adventure?
Yeah, like we did with Christina.
I lost everything. What were you saying?
Do you want a micro adventure like I did for Christina? Do you guys want that?
Right now?
Is it a problem right now?
So my answer for right now is not really.
Yeah, okay. I possibly would want one later, but not right now.
I'm the Joker, baby.
You could. Wait, you're writing something?
I am going to write the larger adventure, but the adventure I did for you was just an idea and an improv.
I thought a lot today about.
About
levity again. I can't stop thinking about that.
Levity?
How would I even make something like that? Because we're so far away. But I suppose it doesn't matter.
What are you talking
about? Levity has nothing to do with being close to people, though.
What the frick are you talking about? I'm talking about videos right now.
Oh, okay.
What do you want to do in your videos?
That's not kind of Mexican. I don't know, señor. ¿Cómo estás?
Pedro.
Pedro.
I believe.
Why are you playing Mac Miller? Nobody Pedro. Wants to listen to this.
Pedro, I believe she's making fun of you.
Why are you playing the same songs all the time, every day? Stop it!
Mac Miller's Jewish.
Yeah, Larry Fisherman.
Why do they all make up fake names?
Well, in the showbiz, Larry Fisherman, I suppose that's not a cool name, but as for actually getting stuff done, so to speak.
No, his name is Malcolm, right?
No!
Pretty sure his name is Malcolm.
It's not.
Wait.
Malcolm Miller.
Mac Miller.
His name is Larry Fisherman.
His name is Malcolm James McCormick.
No, his name is.
Lying.
No, it's not. His name is Larry Fisherman. I don't know what you're talking about.
Twitch censors out the word crip.
His real name is Larry Lovestein. I lied. His real name is Larry Lovestein.
What are you going on about?
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Why is the word crip censored?
This is violent.
The word itself is violent.
Healing. FT Gold's caught by an accretion. He now knows. Playing Overwatch.
I'm not.
Time to go to bed. I want to be read a
Bed-Stuy story.
my bed is a pig pen.
Bed-Stuy story.
Bed-Stuy. Bed-Stuy.
You know that
Bed-Stuy
is
he Jewish?
Place.
Yeah.
I think Chris lived there.
You got no, like, underlying stuff, you just expose everything.
Huh?
I forgot the word for it.
Everyone's confused me at least once except Morgan so far.
No, because she's in speaking.
Am I not?
Morgan. In D&D? We're not playing it today.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Confused.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Are you capable of confusion?
Probably. I try to avoid it, I guess.
I wonder what being shot feels like.
It's a good question.
Oh yeah, Morgan. Did you finish up talking about how you were special?
I didn't say special, that was your word.
Eccentric? An aberration?
An aberration, yes.
Well, I can't really talk about it without you guys teasing me and saying that I'm like humble bragging or whatever. So,
wait, humble bragging? About what?
Is being aberration a brag?
Sophia, you're leaning forward right now.
Am I?
Verbally, you are. I can hear it because I'd do it too.
Yeah.
You ever been told something wrong, and in your process of pointing out it was wrong, you are also wrong, even though you're right?
What are you thinking about?
No, I don't understand that.
Arguments. You can be right and still be wrong.
I don't understand.
You sound like you're gay right now.
Yeah, you sound like you.
You can argue and have the right point. But the way you've argued your point, even though objectively correct.
I was just tempted to the F word. The gay F word.
Oh.
Hope you like watching me stretch this slime. Alright.
It's actually like funny.
You ever been in a religious argument, Sophia? Not against an atheist.
Oh. No.
No.
Not against who?
Well,
actually, I've been in.
Okay.
No, like with you, like we'll try to figure stuff out, but like not in an argument.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, that doesn't count. I'm talking about like you should, you know, like a, I don't know, Hindu or something, or a Buddhist talks to you.
Nah.
Or gypsy. Never sound like that, okay.
Why do you ask?
Because I think interesting things pop up when that begins. Because often, when you argue, because the both you have beliefs, it's not belief, it's not faith versus faithlessness, because faithlessness is very easy to argue against.
Mm-hmm.
But faith versus faith, then it's why is your faith right? Mm-hmm. And you'll often find yourself arguing in a way that you could possibly hear an atheist saying it, and you feel like, huh, is this right? It's like, like a Hindu comes to you and says, like, dude, like all these Shiva prophecies, like they're all correct. And then you find yourself being like, you are taking on the position of a skeptic, and it does not fit anymore at all.
Yeah, because then you're like, well, what about the Marian apparitions, huh?
It feels very odd
even are
being
the
skeptic.
Shiva prophecies?
I don't know. I'm just giving a random example, but the skeptic hat really does not fit me anymore. I can't. It doesn't feel comfortable.
Yeah, it feels.
When someone tells me a wild like superstition, because I'm comfortable with superstition now, but you know sometimes you meet superstitions that are
well, not superstition. Goofy. Because that's, you know.
Yeah, you know what I mean, though. Like,
often we'll talk about something and then we'll just say, yeah, that's obviously satanic, and we'll both agree, but if anybody from the outside hears that, it's like, what?
Do you have any?
Like, it sounds, it's, you know, that's so, that the kind of conversations that sound like that, I'm comfortable with, because I'm not opposed to the metaphysical at all. Yeah. But sometimes you're going to be met with metaphysical conversations that don't make sense, that stand on things that don't fit. And you'll have to put on the skeptic hat, and it really does not, like, fit. It's really odd. It's like wearing a really tall hat or a really wide one. Well, you haven't experienced that, but there is such a thing as a hat that is too small for your head. I don't know if you've ever met one. But if you did, it feels
no,
like
that's the wrong. You framed it in the wrong way. All the hats are too small for my head.
Yeah.
No, a hat that is too big, rather.
There we go.
It's like that. It's like it's weird spaces in your around your head, and they're odd. Mm-hmm. So you start bringing up things like confirmation bias, and you remember where you first heard them from.
Yeah.
You're like, what? Where'd I get?
Oh, the prophecies coming true are just coincidence. And then you think, yeah, but can't I say the same about? And then you're like,
hey, you better. Oh man, that was funny. Anyway. Yeah, it gets weird in your head.
And then you start becoming very sniveling, like, well, the prophecies, these ones are real because they came more truer than the Eastern religion ones.
Yeah. You become snivelly, mm-hmm. sort of. Well, and if someone says, if someone backs off from the argument, and then you have the skeptic hat on, and you become like, oh, no, this doesn't make sense. Your belief doesn't add up.
I'm now looking at other prophecies. What is this?
French.
I don't know that there are other. Like, I'm looking at the other prophecies, and they're not like the Our Lady of Good Success one, the one in Quito, Ecuador, where it's literally a prediction of what actions one pope took and what was the response to it included in there.
But I'm speaking more of like personal superstition stuff, and like every time I did this, this other thing happened, or when I interact with that, this other thing happened, and you become skeptical of things. And it feels odd.
No, I have that with my grandmother all the time. She has like the weirdest things. Like, she says that like if you go someone's arm, you're not gonna grow right. Or like if a knife like falls on the ground, there's gonna be a fight, and if a fork falls on the ground, a woman is gonna arrive to your house, or it's like stuff like that. And it's just
yeah,
like,
yes, that's what I'm talking about.
And it's so dumb.
And when you argue with a person like that, they're entrenched deeper in a faith than where you, the arguing point that you're coming from. That feels odd, because it's usually the opposite. It feels odd to be the person with less convictions, or like arguing from the position that has no convictions, that says that things are more tied to causality than they are with intentional things happening, because there are things that are caused by providence and there are things that are caused by causality. They're both products of God, but they operate differently. Providence is very intentionally the product of God, and causality is just the thing that links everything together. And sometimes you'll find yourself explaining that some things are just causality that descend from God, although not directly created by him. You know, not individually. He didn't go there and did it. He intentionally created the thing that eventually caused it. But the thing itself was a consequence of another thing instead of God in the first square of the conveyor belt, so to speak. And some people attribute things in specific to some divine happening when their causality.
I think of this diagram a lot.
Is there such a thing as coincidence ever? By coincidence, I mean...
No, because everything that happens is... Yeah, it depends on everything that happens as a result of either his active or passive will.
It's impossible for it to be a... There's no such thing as random luck. There's only causality. But yeah, there is such a thing as causality. So not everything is a message. There is such a thing as pareidolia.
There's nothing that happens that isn't allowed in some sense.
Yep.
So...
But you can interpret meanings wrong as a human being. Mm-hmm. What's Magellan? Is it a movie? Is it play in Brazil?
What?
Oh yeah, there's something funny I heard in a lecture, which is like... Even if something is not Satan's fault, you should blame it on him anyways, because he deserves it.
What did you say, Victor?
What?
Before Sophia said...
Talk about the movie! I don't even remember.
Booby?
Magellan. Booby. Booby. Big booby. What?
What?
That's what kids.
Child. So. Magellan. I don't know.
Anyway. What does she say even? She says some weird words. She goes like, black what? Stuff. She goes like, what? Anyway. I shall never understand the Black Speak.
Ebonics? I love that word. Ebonics.
Victor speaks Ebonics.
Do I?
He probably knows what she says.
He did speak Ebonics.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, but you don't just lose knowledge like that.
Oh, you mean as a language, not that he currently does.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I see. Yeah. I have it on my proficiency list.
I have it to a certain degree.
I speak common Ebonics and
Fraternal. Okay, who was complaining about D&D references?
I believe it was Morgan.
Yeah, you always do that. You would do the very things you complain about.
Huh?
Morgan, she's talking to you.
No, I'm not.
What?
I'm talking to Victor. Well, because Victor
I always do that. Name some other times I've done that.
For example, when we like start saying like things that are not role playing while playing D&D, you go, okay, you're just saying that like in the game right now, and then you go on and you go like, oh, epic rap battles of history.
I did put that in the game when I said that.
Oh, yeah.
The blacksmith
yeah,
did like, say it.
Yeah. And they he said, bards. Oh yeah, they're like YouTubers, Epic Lloyd, and yeah.
No, then, bards. Like, I said bards.
You just said YouTubers.
No, you said YouTubers.
Initially,
Epic
Lloyd. Yeah, I corrected myself.
Yes.
Later.
Okay, but you do the same thing they complain about. That is
not the same thing.
That doesn't convince me.
But
I accept it.
Outside of a D&D game.
No, he just did that by listing his proficiencies and stuff.
He did.
There's 25 people watching right now.
Yes, he did.
Huh? Doesn't matter.
He did. He has a bonus on his proficiency list after correcting me.
What are you even talking about?
No, you're not doing that, Jimmy.
I'm not doing what?
You're not doing that to me. I know
what's
what I'm doing.
What's that?
I don't stop it.
It's my butt! Squishing slime in your ears!
Wait, has Victor seen the video? Can he translate it?
What video?
The Nick Minaj.
Why do you call her Nick Minaj? Can you say Nikki? Say Nikki.
Nicki Minaj. Yeah, I can say it.
The way you say it is so funny. Nicki Minaj.
I choose to not.
Say it again.
Nicki Minaj. What's so funny
that's
about
such a funny name. It's so black.
Just,
what do you mean,
it sounds cute. It sounds cute when you say it.
Huh? Just send the video.
It sounds cute when Christina says it.
I just did it.
Because it's like a child speaking.
Did you catch that?
What?
Oh, you didn't catch that. Okay.
What?
I watched the Nicki Minaj video, and then Morgan said, oh, it sounds cute when you say it. I don't know who she said that to, but just from watching the Nicki Minaj video, my first reaction to Morgan was going, you sus. So I have it in me, 100%.
Big boy.
Like, my grandfather has this thing.
Big boy.
He didn't speak.
What did she say, Victor?
Oh, she says, child anyways, so.
Child, yeah. My grandfather has had this thing where he didn't speak German for years, and he could not bring himself to speak it again. But the second that my mother was, you know, she was out with him somewhere, and like some German guy presented himself, and my grandfather immediately started speaking German again.
Wait a second, dear.
Something like that.
So yeah, you know, many of your old vids are overdubs in Russian now. Apparently the Ruskies like you. That's cool. They can sniff out. I'm one of them.
Sniff whose butt?
Big boo. Big boo. Oh, I just kicked my computer. This is the funniest thing I ever seen.
Your feet going through the tempered glass.
Stop alerting me! Anyways, what?
Oops.
What? Your facial expression is so confounded.
I don't ever want to find what's the context for that ever. I want to have it like that forever.
Big boobs? What? child. Anyways, so.
That's awesome.
You know, some good light humor.
Sophia, do you know, like, Zoe, Faith's friend?
Yeah.
Yes. If I was black.
That's a new one. I mean, I'm used to that with Victor, but. So. You don't sound black at all. That's like saying Morgan sounds fat. Anyways.
No, but why
I have to pee.
Have
I'm not gonna argue.
And she knows it.
I'm escaping the argument.
Weird. Yeah.
A witcher. Don't you think Morgan sounds fat? Even though she's not.
Morgan.
She's what's careful.
What you mean? What are you gonna do if I call you fat?
If you call my voice fat.
Oh, if I call you fat, it's fine. I call your voice fat, it's a problem. I'm in a fight. Okay.
Like, I imagine you to be, like, fat and to have, like, black hair. And then I look at you and you don't have, you have, like, brownish, blondish hair. And you have, like, and you're not fat. And you look normal. And it's so, and it weirds me out.
Morgan, say big fish in the sea eat little fish.
Big fish in the sea eat little fish.
Hey, you don't sound fat.
No, she okay. She just unfatted herself for that.
I what?
You unfatted yourself for that sentence because you normally sound fatter. You pitched your voice higher to say that, and I noticed. I know your tricks.
You do sound like you don't wear bright colors, but. You don't sound fat.
I think I sound tired a lot of the time when I'm talking to you guys.
What a nice specification. Just rub it in.
I don't know what I sound like. I sound retarded.
I told Sophia that before I knew what you looked like, I imagined you to look like Blair White.
Oh yeah, she told me that.
You talking to me?
Yeah.
No. That was a rhetorical question. I know you're talking about me.
Yeah, I was offended by it. Because, Blair White is big-breasted.
Oh, okay. I thought you were gonna say transgender, but you... the big breasted thing.
I am more offended for being compared to someone with big breasts. Damn. Well, it's because if like you're compared to like a transgender person and you're just like gross, you know? Oh well. Shoot, we are on Twitch.
I've got you.
But you know, like, if someone imagines you to be, big-breasted, you could they could, see you as attractive, and that's, like, 10 times worse than, like, anything, you know? So, that's why it's worse. What are you laughing at? Victor? That is not a real laughter. What are you fake laughing at?
Yeah. Why am I getting a needle drop review recommended to me?
What's up?
I'm getting a needle drop recommendation on my YouTube.
You guys are acting strange today.
It's a strange day.
That is not true. Today is a bad day? No. No, it isn't. Every day is a good day. nice cater today, such as Ace of Fifty.
What does this mean?
If we had to, like, possibly change the stream from Friday to another day, could that be done?
Why?
Because I think because like all the people I'm like planning up to play D&D in real life, if they are saying that like they wouldn't play on Friday, and that's like the day they're available.
What are you talking about?
She's arranging a D&D game in real life.
Mm-hmm.
And it can only be done on Friday. So we should have our D&D game on another day.
Yeah.
Could that be done?
First few days after Halloween are always weird. Is it really a pagan thing? Does it invite evil spirits?
Isn't it supposed to scare away evil spirits?
Huh?
Yeah, Halloween is supposed to scare away the evil spirits.
Yeah. Well, I don't know that.
That's where people dress up.
Today is the Day of the Dead, remember that.
Mm-hmm. Well, from the 31st to the 2nd. Is the Days of the Dead.
And they dress up as scary things and put, like, scary things around to scare the bad spirits away.
Did you know that bridesmaids were originally dressed, they're supposed to dress all similar to the bride, and it was because, like, they thought that if an evil spirit was going to come, like, latch onto the bride, it would be confused, and it would, like, not know which one was the bride, because they're supposed to all look the same.
That's cool. But yeah, Halloween is supposed to scare them evil spirits away. I wouldn't buy them.
Okay.
It's like stereotypes.
How so?
A black person comes to a neighborhood and everybody's in blackface. I don't think you'll feel very welcome.
Yeah. Yeah, it is like that. Like the witches with like the crooked noses and like the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is what you are like. The spirit probably gets a little self-conscious. Go back to hell.
Go back to hell!
They see Sophia's costume. They sneak back to hell.
The rabbi.
No, the menorah. The menorah will invite them. They'll feel just right at home.
Yeah.
See, then you chose a bad costume.
Yeah, I did. But, you know, the neighborhood Jews liked it, so.
You should have chosen the Hershey's Kiss one.
The scary little Hershey's Kiss.
That's the most well-known demon.
No, what we call, I believe, there is this food, which is, I believe, is sort of like a Hershey's Kiss, but not really, in Brazil. There's this thing called a black kit.
We have...
Christina told me about those. They're amazing.
I told Sophia all about those, Negress tits.
Can you say that?
Negro, Negress. Yes. Okay, it's okay.
Yes.
Is that the technical term for it? Well, yeah, because that's like the color yes. black.
Yes, that is the like
trend. Negroid heritage. That's a technical term.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Kids like how they're very creamy and nice, and how they're my favorite thing ever, and how I always have a negress tit around.
Wow, negroid is literally a technical term. Oh, I'm yes, so happy.
Okay, but Victor. It isn't like a Hershey's Kiss, because a Hershey's Kiss doesn't have marshmallow inside, and we do have Hershey's Kiss in Brazil. Hershey's Kisses are like just solid chocolate in a dumb shape.
That's a little poop.
Negroid is fine. Yeah. Negro is a bit questionable, according to Wikipedia at least.
No, but Negro is also, it's, if Negress is fine, then Negro.
And Negroid is what you,
Negro like, literally just means black in Latin, if I remember correctly.
In Latin?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Because if you are, like, oh man, fat people skateboarding. Okay, if you...
Do you have nightmares about that or something?
I was looking at a treasure video, and then just this huge black guy comes up and he's falling off the skateboard because he's so huge. Anyways, what was... Okay, yeah, someone who is a negroid is a negro. Right?
Wait, you can call your black lab a negro? Amazing.
Anything black is a negro.
My mouse pad is my mouse.
Strawberries, son?
My strawberries are negroes.
Lettuce?
Lettuce.
Lettuce is a negro.
Strawberries are negro.
Oh, they missed an opportunity for a portmanteau.
Portmanteau?
People don't look very black.
The man there is certainly not black.
What yeah. is a portmanteau?
It looks like an Italian American.
Portmanteau.
What is a portmanteau?
Portmanteau?
Portmanteau.
Sounds French.
Yep.
It's when someone combines two words into one word.
How do you combine wood into words?
Fuck you.
Okay.
Wait, what did you say?
Negromance. I see now. Stop!
That was beautiful, Melody. You just sang.
I'm gonna listen to this song forever. And ever and ever.
What song?
I don't know.
It's
how
not
you
even
can
a song.
To.
What? You don't even know what I listen to?
I said I don't know how you can listen to instrumentals.
Because
I
need to sing as I
listen. Otherwise, it isn't good.
Negro spiritual?
Yeah, they go like.
Sophia can. Sophia can do like Mongolian throat singing.
Isn't it like.
Yeah! That's funny.
She has, what is it called again? What is your heritage? Tartar heritage.
Ah! Get away! Lips. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I was looking at the videos tab when I searched up the word Negro, and it was people kissing. I got scared.
Uh-oh.
And it was like some naked black woman.
Jeez.
I hope you're doing better with your caffeine intake. Is that directed at Swam?
You drink lots of coffee?
I do.
You used to, at least. Do you not do anymore?
I used to?
Yeah, you said that you drank like every day and that it didn't even have an effect on you.
I don't think drinking coffee every day is abnormal, but...
I drink coffee with milk about twice every day.
Yeah, same.
I just drink when I need like a boost or something. My mother drinks so much coffee.
My mother.
Apparently, Scandinavians are known for drinking a lot of coffee. So my grandmother used to drink like three pots, something like that. Three pots, Mr. Chris.
Yeah, my mom drinks like one entire pot all alone.
That's crazy.
Smoking a cigarette and going through a lighter.
I go through one lighter a day.
That would be awesome.
It's called the build. That's called the
that build. That would be the answer.
No, not like just going through a lighter, just like keeping the lighter lit up the whole day.
What happens? What happens when you're pregnant?
What?
I'm questioning you right now. What happens when you're pregnant?
Baby? Oh no, it is a minion. Oh no.
That's what you do when you have a baby. Oh no, it's a minion. Oh no.
Kill it.
Oh no, it's a minion. Is that what minions are? Birth defect?
I don't know. I don't think people who like.
I don't think people exist anymore. I believe they died around 1420 BC.
People
are dead.
The people of the bee.
The top five countries who do the most drugs, do the most caffeine, drink the most caffeine per day, are all Scandinavian.
Sophia, do you still use DuckDuckGo?
I use Dissenter with DuckDuckGo.
Probably should stop using DuckDuckGo. The results are garbage.
Yeah. I tried it for like 1 week and like when I was on call with Sophia's, like she added videos like months ago, and like I would search for stuff with her, I would find them so much easier because she was just using a shitty engine. Sorry. Can I say crap?
Yep.
A crappy engine.
When I used DuckDuckGo, I had to keep Safe Search on at all times. It was literally impossible to do anything.
Oh, yeah.
And Google, like, digests the information for you so you can just read it over easier. Like, if you search for the meaning of a word, you don't actually have to click any websites. It's already, like, on a pop-up in there.
One up in a whole bottle of wine before bed. We would both be up late. Let's see, your incoherent did not present. It was scary.
I I made Sophia believe that my California law, it was illegal to
You've light already a mentioned fire. This, please don't again. It's so boring.
It's so funny.
Yo, why was it illegal? I believe you already said this before, but forgot.
I told her that it was illegal to light up a lighter under 18 in California. And she believed it.
Okay. Makes sense.
It's illegal to carry a switchblade in Brazil, in the street.
It is?
New York, yep. Too. I believe.
Yeah, I think switchblades are still banned in a lot of countries, which is stupid.
Why?
What do you well, think?
Yeah, well, like, they're banned where like, actual knives, like, hunting knives aren't banned, but switchblades are. It was like some weird epidemic in like the 50s or something when they started, just became popular, and then there was just like a kind of knee-jerk reaction to ban them, and I think it was just never overruled.
Yeah.
That's so dumb. Are guns? No, they're not.
I think, like, I think you should probably just be able to walk with rifles on the street.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who messes with the guy with a rifle? Nobody.
The guy who has a bigger rifle.
Yeah, but if you have a bigger rifle, two guys with a pistol can take you out.
Let's close it up in 18 minutes.
Okay. How can you count? 18.
No.
Count the seconds until then.
That would be so
good. It would be like ASMR.
Okay, do something impressive.
There's nothing impressive I can do.
Do something impressive. Speak in another language. Count to 10 in Japanese.
Each. Me. Son. I only know the 3.
Okay. I used to know how to count to 100 in Japanese. I forgot.
How did you learn that?
My brother.
I keep getting randomly interested in language. I think I could actually learn another one if I really tried, but I'm a small victim of sloth. Of a big sloth.
I know how to sing.
I am a small victim of a big sloth.
Yes.
I know how to sing Silent Night in German.
Israeli?
In German.
Oh.
Maybe I should learn to speak Hebrew.
Maybe.
I have the most, the two I have most progress in are in Russian and Latin, but Latin would probably be easier to like finish off because the Cyrillic alphabet is an N-word. It's a Negroid.
I used to know like how to sound out the Cyrillic alphabet because I tried to teach myself Russian. I bought like a CD. It was a long time ago. And so I could like I knew, I could like sound out words and stuff even if I didn't know what they all meant. But I stopped, and now I've forgotten everything.
I still know how to count to 10 in Japanese.
Hmm. Do it.
Okay. Ichi ni san yon go hoku nana hachi kyuju.
That's
Kyuju or Kyuju?
Kyuju.
Okay.
Kyuju!
Just remember that the Latin word for 6 is sex.
Ha ha ha.
dos, tres, cuatro, cinco.
Sex.
Sex. Unos, duos, tres, cuatro, qua something, and then sex. Qua something, and then sex. I forgot how to count to 10 in Latin.
Sophia knows how to speak Portuguese. Well, anyway.
My favorite is just attempting, attempting to speak languages in retardedly.
I've seen this count to 5 in German.
Christina?
Christina.
Okay. Ein, zwei, drei,
Fiat or something?
Fiat?
With the currency?
Libertarian humor.
Like the car company.
Fun? There you go.
Fourth is what? Yeah,
No. Four is Fier. I don't remember how to pronounce it. I just remember how to write it. And five is fun.
Ten.
Count in Russian. Prick. I just need one reminder and I'll remember the whole thing.
Oh yeah.
Sechs, sieben, acht, neun.
Nine.
And I don't remember 10. Wait,
один, два, три, четыре, пять, шесть, семь, восемь, девять, десять. There we go.
10. 10. That's it. It's like with a Z and an H.
One of the many things I developed after going to the gym was the ability to contract my butt muscles.
Were you not able to?
Yeah, that was my question.
Did you just poop your pants every time you needed to go to the bathroom?
Ah, okay.
No, not in your anus. Your, like...
your butt cheeks.
Butt. Yeah.
Do you utilize your butt cheeks in your pooping?
That would be advanced technique right there.
That's very finesse.
Well, you like...
That's very luxurious.
You know, you have to use them. I think you just don't notice.
No, you just sit. You don't really contract them. Unless you have a particularly bizarre
poop. No. You don't contract them. You, like, relax them. I don't know.
They're always contracted? Your butt cheeks are perpetually tense.
One and the other, like a cat's paws when he's doing a thing.
Ah! I just contracted them in my tailbone. Yelped.
I can.
I believe you yelled. Are you your own tailbone?
Frick. Oh, right. What's the funniest word in Portuguese? So we have stuff like nubile and succulent. Babidas? Is that really the best?
It's only funny when you pronounce it in English.
Yeah, no, it's only funny when Sophia pronounces it.
Babidas! Anyways.
Because a normal person would be like,
Babidas
or something like that. But Sophia
Babidas is appropriate.
Babidas!
Oh, yeah, if you're Sophia, and that's why it's funny.
Babidas is funny. Beep.
Baby das just sounds weird.
Do you have like a car honk noise? Cause you know, like, onomatopoeias are done differently in each language. Like,
yeah, I think my favorite car honk onomatopoeia is aruga.
For the police cars. That's not a honk at all. What are you talking about?
It is.
Beeper, honker. How? I don't know.
Aruga.
It's just beep beep.
But in, like, English, a bark is, you know, roof, or, like, just bark. But it's like goff goff in Portuguese, we call it ow ow. Russian. Huh?
In Portuguese, it's ow ow.
It's ow, ow.
Yep.
Ow! Ow!
That is the sound the dog makes.
But for some reason, everyone laughs the same. But the way they exclaim pain is also different.
I don't know if everybody laughs the same way, actually.
They don't laugh the same.
No, well, I mean, it's generally like the ha 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 kind of like, you know, thing.
Spanish people go ja ja ja.
Yeah, but that, because they don't actually say ja 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 ja
ja ja ja ja ja ja. Very funny. Very funny, Bridget.
Ja 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 ja. That's how every Spanish.
I'm not sure haha is actually a thing in anywhere but in but English countries.
No, it is.
Yeah,
it
but
is
people totally people exclaim it in the same way when they're laughing.
You know, not sure, not properly.
Yes, it is. Like, most of the people I know laugh like ha ha ha, and they don't even, like, know English.
Not everybody types it that way, or writes it out, the laughing that way, but everyone laughs in the same
I've seen general way. Well, the Portuguese-speaking people, I believe it tends to be more like a huh sound than a ha.
So what they do is they just go, oh!
Okay. I remember watching like a Japanese. I remember watching a Japanese person doing like a dubbing thing, and the director for the thing asked her to like laugh in English, and then like she laughed differently. And then he was like, oh, yeah, that's good. That's what, like, we're looking for this character. Because just before she was, like, laughing in Japanese, I guess. So I don't know.
I don't know. More throat. Portuguese is, it's, I don't know. It doesn't go ha. It doesn't, it's ha is a mouth sound.
Yeah, well, when you say ha-ha, people don't actually laugh like that. You know how a laugh sounds, and, like, generally
yeah,
all over
it's
the world,
more,
that's how
English-speaking people laugh more with their mouths.
I don't know. I think it is actually the same.
Uh-huh. I've heard Sophia laugh. She certainly laughs with her mouth.
And you laugh with your butt?
Yeah, I do.
That's why you're. Oh yeah, I actually do. Like, sometimes things are so funny I fart.
So you do laugh with your butt.
Yes, that is what I just said.
Really?
Yes. Oh, rice fryer.
The rice is looking smexy. Looking nubile.
Some nubile rice. Rice
24 people watching? How many people exist in the world?
7 billion, but surprisingly, like, only, like, 1% are Jewish.
Why are you talking
what
about
are you
that?
Talking about?
Huh?
Why did you say that, Christina?
Because that was my expression to what she said.
Who said what?
Sophia said something about those long people.
What the hell are you saying? Wow, I really want to go to sleep forever now.
Yeah!
But I think that's wrong. Isn't it like 3% or something?
I think it's less than 1%.
I think it's 3%.
This was the objective.
Sophie's such a weird little cookie. It's really surprising she hasn't taken down the NWO yet.
She's a cookie?
Explains the roundness of her. Circumference.
Have you been called a smart cookie or a tough cookie?
Oh no. You're a high fat cookie.
You're quite the rotund little cookie there. You're one voluptuous cookie.
Have you ever been rotund?
I had like a kind of a beer belly as a child. Speaking as if I'm not a child right now.
I was fat when I was a kid, but not like actually fat. Just like
just
my
like
belly
child fat. Yeah. I think that's all children. Got a big Ebola belly.
Ebola?
Yeah. Ebola equals Africa, and Africa equals starving African children with the big belly.
And, well, at one point, I used to weigh like 51
with the big
kilos.
Belly. Why do they have a big belly?
I don't know, man.
Because they have like a disease called like water belly or something. And it's like a parasite.
Really?
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah, for them.
For us is great. The white man is destroying just as we planned. All along, that was always our plan.
Yes, it's kiss sotomiasis. That's it.
I think water belly is a thing of cattle.
No, it's an African thing.
Say that disease name again.
Schizotosomiasis.
Say it again.
Oh man, you're tripping me up right now. Schizotosomiasis.
Oh, say it again.
No.
Say it again.
No.
Schizotosomiasis.
The part, it's funny. The part that she gets the easier is probably the wrongest.
Miasis?
Yeah.
Mia. How do you even say that?
Miasis.
Miasis.
Miasis. Okay, wait. Say your D&D guy's name.
Lyra.
Dang it, you got it right.
Perhaps one's language improves.
Vladimir?
Go back to New York where you came from.
Schistosomiasis.
Put your thing away from you.
Put your finger?
Put
I'm
your
putting my finger really away
from
me
from
right
you.
Now. What am I doing? My finger is an arm's length away from me.
You are so...
You want my finger?
I keep my hands at arm's length.
How often do you rub your legs? Forgot I existed.
What? What kind of question is that?
A question.
I never rub my legs.
How do you even have them? Aren't they just gonna walk away? You never give them any attention. I was busy worshiping PewDiePie, who's still on YouTube. And he's far more handsome than you.
Rubbing my leg, I don't do that.
Handsome.
Would you say PewDiePie is handsome?
Yeah.
Yeah,
me too.
Yeah.
He looks kind of underweight.
He's probably ectomorph.
Too much of it, though.
But being handsome is a face thing, it's not a bodily thing.
Yeah, but you can see it in his face. He looks kind of...
I don't think so.
China.
Alright. It's been 18 minutes. Exactly.
Who's Dylan the hacker?
He died, didn't he?
Yeah, I was just about to say that.
Didn't he, like, overdose on speed?
Huh? No, you're not gonna pull that lie again. That's your thing.
I made Topia believe Beefy is here overdose on speed.
Yeah.
It just it took you seriously. She was like, what? Leafy's here overdose on speed? What do you mean?
You take pride for getting away with lies that are believable. Dude, I lied to Sophia about eating yogurt today. I didn't. I totally didn't.
Oh, that'd be funnier. That'd be way funnier.
No, they're not believable. Like, why would it be illegal to light up a lighter under 18 in California?
That's that's even more believable than the Leafy thing.
And why would he overdose on speed?
Because he'd be addicted to speed.
I got you to think you said something in your sleep, right?
Yes, you made me believe. You made me believe that I said, titties make me giddy.
That's a more accomplished lie. Right there.
No, but I was asleep. I could have said anything.
And you said titties make me giddy.
The thing that made me say I didn't actually say that. I don't actually know the word giddy. Like, I don't know what it means, so I couldn't have possibly used it.
No, I had to tell you that I lied.
I didn't say that. I don't use
that's not
word.
How it went.
Yes, it is. And then you went, oh, yeah, okay, I lied.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that sounds about right. Why am I looking at BBC News?
I think that if Sophia applied for a Twitch partnership, she would get banned or something. Because, like, they would, like, investigate who she is.
What's up with your wall, Soph?
There is crap on them.
What's up? What's up? We can get a wall. Weird. Hey, Morgan, how well can you do Scottish?
Oh. Not very well. I don't know. I've never attempted, like, most of these accents, so I just don't. I assume it'll be bad, but I don't know, like, in which way it will be bad. I'm not gonna attempt it.
Hey, Sophia.
Uh huh.
If your dad brought you the duck that he was talking about yesterday, you know what he would do to it?
What?
Chew it.
Oh, why?
Because
it's good.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
I hate using this word, but that is so cringy.
Why? It's so great.
What is the joke?
You wouldn't get it, Christina. You're a woman.
Oh, dude. Oh, we're going for a compilation now? You wouldn't get it. Yes. Okay, let me think of another one.
No, I'm... I'm ending the stream.
Oh, man.
There are black marks by the bunk. I don't know what you're talking about.
Hey, Christina. There is a hole in a mountain, and you can't go around the mountain. Where do you go?
Through it.
Through the hole.
Sophia is so good. I failed a trick on my skateboard. You know what I did? To my skateboard?
See, you know this one. Come on.
I don't know. I don't understand what you're laughing at.
Screw it.
Me neither.
Never mind. This is the greatest thing. Specifically because they don't get it.
Oh, man.
Oh. That makes sense. Why would it be funnier if we don't get it?
Let me think of one.
Okay. Okay. Listen. Okay, so I was in a car with my friends, and he had his song playing, so I couldn't play mine at that time. You know what I did to my song?
Wait, say that again?
I was in a car ride with my friend, and I wanted to play a song, but he already had a song playing. So, you know what I had to do to my song?
Cue it.
No, you had to say it in the voice.
In the voice? I don't even get the joke.
Cue it. Cue it.
No.
Have you thought of one yet?
Okay. You're trying to make a soup, but there's all these chunks at the top, and it's not, you know, well done together. What do you have to do to it?
Stupid.
Can you link them the video so they understand?
Oh, I kind of don't.
I understand now.
That's, what is it? No, it's not Darth Maul.
It's Vader? It's like an animation.
No, it's not Vader.
They have, or they made an animation.
No, it's the old guy. It's the old guy. I forgot his name. Palpatine, yes. Palpatine. Emperor Palpatine. That's what you'd say.
I believe I saw that video before, but I just forgot about it.
Stupid.
I think you sent it to me.
Do it.
Darth Sidious, yes. Do it. Man. Is it Q? C-U-E, or is it Q-U-E?
It depends on which context you're in, but if it's for to put a song up, it's Q-U-E-U-E, something like that.
E-U-E.
U-E-U-E, something like that. Yeah.
E-U-E.
There we go. I'm right. Q-U-E.
Q-E.
Yeah.
Q-E.
Cue it.
Kiwi.
But you can also like cue like the thing that you hit the pool balls with.
A cue?
Pool cue? Cue? Right. No?
She gave me a cue. That's my cue.
I'm a co-pilot. You already know where I'm going. I'm a co-pilot. And the pilot had to go to the toilet. Guess what I had to do to the plane? Guess what I did?
Yeah, there we go. I was about to comment. Fluid.
Fluid. How gas? How gassy are you on scale 1 to 10, Sophia?
Gassy?
Yep.
How much am I burping and farting?
Yep.
I'm not very gassy at all. I think we already had the discussion before.
Depends on what I'm eating. Ultimately.
You eat normal.
I eat normal. I think I'm average. If I eat carbonated drinks, I go to a 10 because if I eat carbonated drinks.
Oh yeah.
If I drink
with the aluminum can and all.
If I drink carbonated drinks, I go to a 10 because I'm burping every 5 seconds. What makes me fart? Haha, funny jokes.
Really?
Me sometimes.
If I go downstairs to get milk, will I come back and people still be here?
This is the abandonment complex shining forth.
And someone just not anymore.
I don't know. I guess we'll just end it now.
Tell me about your farting.
I don't know when I fart or what makes me fart.
Well, who would know that kind of stuff? That you have nothing better to think about?
Oh, you do? What kind of awesome things you think about all day long?
Well, I watch movies and I think about stuff. That it happens in my head.
Yeah, like you farting and oh man, that milk I drank just made me fart.
No, I don't think about that at all.
It's sort of like it's typically
the only thing I actually notice is pooping, and I do so because
thing I notice on the entire planet Earth.
You think about farting? Ever. Dude, I only think about pooping.
You can smack me in the face. You can punch me in the butt. The only thing I will react to is the act of pooping. The only thing I realize is happening is me pooping. Yes. Pooping is getting pooped.
Pooping.
The pooping.
I dread it.
You dread having to poop.
Yes.
Why?
Whenever I'm done pooping, I feel empty. I feel like I'm missing something.
You want to keep the poop? Oh, my best buddy, I'm so sorry you have to go down the sewer. It's the only place where they'll accept your kind.
I know.
Why do you want the poop? It's stinky. You want to get it out.
I don't want the poop, but it's just that I don't like how it comes out.
Where would you like it to come out? What would be better place to come out than your butthole?
It would be better if it was like just the liquid, like a squirt gun.
What? That's the worst! You want to have diarrhea all the time?
You have a backwards anus, man.
No, not with like chunks in the middle of it. Just like
no, liquid does not feel good coming out of your butt.
Not out of my butt. It would be like a differentiated second pee hole or something.
So your butt.
I'm honestly tempted to just leave the call. This is so horrible.
This is so horrifying.
Well, you started this. You're the one talking about how much you fart.
Farting is more normal than peeing poop out of a second pee hole. You have diarrhea out of your genitals? What are you talking about? What kind of hell your mind belongs to?
I don't understand. That's so bad.
I just don't like pooping. It's solid and it's
okay. Where would you put the hole? Second pee hole.
No. I would prefer if poop just didn't exist.
Okay. But that's not possible. You can't. It doesn't work that way. That's why you have a butthole and you poop.
Yeah,
because there's no better alternative.
Yes, when I was 5, I thought there was such thing as a better alternative, which was just not pooping. But I found out that I was wrong, and now I don't do that anymore, so you don't need to tell me that.
Wow.
Apparently I do, because you're fantasizing about peeing poop out of a second pee hole.
I'm fantasizing. You asked about it. You, like, you directly ask a question, and then you act like you didn't.
What the frick are you talking about? Oh, I don't like this, making judgments and generalizations when I'm just joking around.
Yo, man. Oh, God. That's so hellish. That's so painful to even imagine.
I don't want to diarrhea out of my second pee hole. Oh, please, have mercy.
Wow, that's horrifying.
Okay, I'm too hungry to talk about poop right now. I'm getting milk.
Okay. I'm too hungry.
Please don't leave.
Why? What are you talking about?
I just don't want to, like, come back and then, like, everyone is already gone.
Why?
You know. Because I want to say goodbye to everybody before the call is over.
Is that necessary?
Yes, the end of a conversation.
That sounds autistic.
Yeah. Because, like, that's not how online stuff works.
I'm just not going to leave. Yeah.
No, you have to get used to online interaction working in a certain way.
I'll still be here, Christina.
Okay, thank you.
You will.
That sounds like childhood trauma to me, Christina. You don't even have to tell Chris. He already knows what's going on. A keen one. Oh, she ain't even here. What's your PFP, Morgan?
Hmm?
What is your profile picture?
Oh, just, I don't know. Art by Casey Weldon.
Okay.
Over the rainbow. Morgan, do a Scottish accent.
No, why are you obsessed with me doing a Scottish accent?
Has he asked us before?
He asked me previously in the same conversation.
I want to. Frick, I forgot how to do it.
Yeah, it's difficult. Great. Red anus.
The great migration of the anal snake.
The great migration of the anal snake.
The anal snake. Snake. The great migration of the anal snake. Oh, chunk. Whale
common
penis?
In the nearest theater.
Something like about that. Mustard and whale penis.
Theater.
Yeah, the theater. I want to go to the
I want to go to the toilet. Where is the toilet room?
You sound ridiculous. That's the objective, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
I want to go to the toilet room. The toilet room.
Where do the toilets belong?
Belong.
Belong.
The building is shaking.
Building.
The building is shaking. I got to go to the toilet room. I'm going to poop my pants.
Toilet room. I have to urinate.
I have to urinate. That's a good one. Gotta use R words as much as possible.
Oh, I need to defecate and urinate.
I gotta go to the urination station.
Where is the defecation station?
That's Jamaican.
That's borderline.
I gotta go to the urination station and take a great dump. A dump in the urination.
A dump in the toilet.
A dump.
I need to take a dump in the toilet.
I need to take a dump in Christina's milk cup.
I'm crazy.
I'm crying.
Prepare. Your milk cup will be served.
Does eating make you cry?
Only if you eat really bad.
Okay.
Only if I eat that... What is that one green stuff called?
Christina, can I take a dump? In your milk.
Christina is unable to take a dump in the public restroom.
In the restroom.
Milk, actually. I got like,
What? Chocolate.
It's kind of like a taco chocolate thing.
Wasabi.
No. It's another.
Woohoo!
It's another green thing.
Shoyu sauce. Shoyu sauce. That's
not green.
Wasabi!
Prove it. I've always seen shoyu sauces be green, man.
Yeah, shoyu sauce.
Shoyu sauce.
The shoyu sauce and the wasabi.
Show you.
I'm gonna take a dump.
The wasabi. Put the green wasabi in my hot chocolate milk, mate.
Hanging around Gavin trying to pick up a proper accent.
Proper accent. Cast your cantrip. You might get it.
You might get it. You might. I'm
British.
Morgan,
what? Speaking your Scottish accent.
No.
Please, man. I need you to do this.
What? What's your one? It's like mixture of Scottish and Jamaican.
Depends on it. Morgan.
Do your Scottish accent. The best one you can manage.
The best one you can manage.
I'm sure it'll be good. You're all the... You're already British.
British. Already. No, you're already. Australian, you don't.
He's Australian. You are Australian.
I would attempt it if I wasn't on the stream. How could I forget?
The stream is already ended.
Huh?
Huh? Yes?
You ended it?
Oh, I'll end it right now. So, Morgan, do your Scottish accent. Bye bye.
Oh, it didn't end? What the F? I'm doing this in front of people? Oh my god. I'm so
yeah. Bye.